Off the Ball, GAA.
Like, they're willing to die for that ball. I said that about Cork for years. They're brilliant hurlers, and I said, when they have that ruthlessness, when you don't have the ball, that this is unbelievable. That now we have a great chance to attack that player that with the ball. Now it's a chance to show Cork people, show myself that, you know, I'm an absolute animal here when I don't have the ball.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball, GAA.
Now then, very happy to say that Cork's Barry Walsh is joining us today with thanks to Fulfil, the proud sponsors of the Under 20 Hurling Championship. Check out the hashtag Fulfil Your Dreams for more information. Barry, how are you keeping?
All good, how are you?
Very well. This has been quite the summer for you. Are you managing to embrace the life of a senior Cork hurler, enjoying every single day that you're out there?
Yeah, I am too far. I'm very lucky to do it, so it's been a good start to the night, at least, thank God.
At what stage during the year do you realise that you might actually be in with a shout of, you know, playing for one of the best counties in Ireland come the months of May and obviously next week into June? I presume it's quite early in pre-season and maybe into the National League when you start to realise this might become a possibility.
I don't know. Like, it's so competitive, I suppose, in the training that you're never really guaranteed your spot. And the team, you know, which is obviously a good thing that we all have, like the caliber we have kind of keeps everyone on their toes at training. So you never really know until, I suppose, the week leading up to training, to be honest. But yeah, I'm lucky enough now that Ben, I suppose, started mid last few days. So
yeah. Thank you. Were you in with the squad at all last year or was this the first time you've been in just under Ben?
First time, yeah. First time in under Ben with the seniors, yeah.
What's it like going into senior training for the first time, especially in a county where the senior team has had such a level of success over the past couple of years, properly in contention for All Ireland's? What's going through your head? Is there any nerves? Is there intimidation? Or is it purely, God, I'm the young fella in here, so the pressure's off?
There was obviously nerves right at the start of the year, you know, when they get the call in, especially after the years they've been having, I suppose. There was always that bit of nervousness going in, but they're all sound up there. Like, you know, when the minute I went in, they're all, you know, nice to me and everything. So I kind of just settled in okay, to be fair. And it was just, couldn't ask for more when I went in then. So it was perfect.
Good stuff. Is there anyone in particular who took you under their wing?
I suppose I played with, you know, Dermot Healy and stuff. So I would have known him probably the best before I went in. So yeah, it was all good when I was there. They were all kind of being sound to me.
Yeah, good stuff. Like, because I presume it's a pretty easy transition. You know what's what. You know what these big days are like. Because I presume, Barry, whatever, 12 months ago, you're going along to the Munster final between Cork and Limerick, or at least you're going to some of the round robin games. I presume it's a pretty easy transition going from the terraces to actually being on the pitch.
Yeah, I suppose a few of the lads have said that to me, all right, that, you know, they were going up to the game and they said, it's weird watching you on the pitch now this time. And I was like, yeah, I know, but yeah, it's been enjoyable going onto the pitch, although it's nerve-wracking, obviously, but it's been very enjoyable going into full stadiums.
I can imagine. And would you have been a properly avid Cork hurling fan then before this year?
Yeah, I would have, to be fair. I've been watching Cork hurling probably all my life now, really. But just it's unreal now to be playing on the pitch with all of them.
Who would have been your main inspiration from those Cork teams when you were growing up?
I suppose obviously there was, you know, Hoggy, and more locally then for me was probably Seamus Hannity. You know, he was only just down the road from Killa. He used to play with Killa as well when he was younger, so he was probably one of the lads that I was looking up to the most, really. Yeah,
it's quite the hotbed of hurling in that little corner of the county. One of the things that I was wondering, Barry, when we knew we were going to be chatting to you today, is just about how we've made our entire sort of view of you up on, you know, the few games that you played in the Munster Hurling Championship this year. But, you know, when it comes to the Under-20s Championship, we see a different version of Barry Walsh out there. For you, do you embrace that versatility, no matter what number you're wearing on the back of your jersey, whether you're full forward on some occasions or wing forward maybe with the senior team? How do you feel about playing different positions?
Yeah, I don't mind it at all, really. There's obviously big difference, right, between full forward, you know, the different types of running and stuff. A bit more sprinting when you're inside the pitch, and then outside, then it'll be a ladder running up and down the pitch. But I'm happy out, really. regardless where I'm playing. Like, I'm just happy enough to be out there on the pitch.
Yeah. It was the physical aspect something that you had to overcome at all when you come into the senior setup?
Yeah, definitely. The gymming and the conditioning was just off the charts, really. Like, it was just a lot, full on straight away when you're in there, and took a bit of getting used to it, but eventually I kind of, you know, the S&C coach and stuff, they were all helping me out, like, and a few lads were as well, so it was all good, to be fair.
Is that something that you have to maintain during the season, or are the games coming so thick and fast that kind of takes a backseat?
Yeah, you stay on top of it really all year. You know, I suppose that's the difference, right, with the 20s and stuff. It's kind of, you know, you'd have your team gym sessions, you know, during the week. So you're kind of staying on top of it through the whole year, really. And it's kind of more just stay on top of it.
What would you be doing this week, for example, to stay on top of it? Like, what does a gym session in the last week of May actually look like for you?
It's kind of just, you know, nice and short, but they're only short because you kind of get them done quick enough. It's kind of just whatever the S&C coach gives us, whether it's like power-based or speed-based or recovery-based kind of gym sessions, you know. It'll just be whatever he chooses suits best for our week that's lined up, and then we'll do them whatever he gives us.
It kind of feels that while we're watching your team over the past couple of years, and particularly the way you're playing this year, that the most important attribute in inter-county hurling right now seems to be speed. That seems to be the way the game has gone. Do you feel that yourself, having a fair bit of pace in your own locker?
Yeah, that was definitely a big change, right, from my own game. Like, I wouldn't have been that fast, right, last year. It was just with the conditioning training and, like, the most, like, specific drills that we were doing just to go at speed, like, was obviously a big help. So, yeah, speed definitely is a big thing when you go up.
Yeah, so you feel that you're much faster now than you were last year?
Yeah, that's it. Definitely, yeah. The GPS was showing that anyway, so I think I'm getting better.
How did you manage to do that?
I suppose just constantly in the gym doing legs, you know, doing the hex bars, and then I suppose out in the pitch as well, when you're doing, like, before training warm-ups and stuff, there's a lot of kind of speed work into it. It's like a lot of change of direction or a lot of just stop, start kind of sprinting. And I suppose just doing that so much over time just started to build up the pace then.
Okay, right. Don't skip leg day, basically, is the message here. But it sounds interesting, the drills that you're doing to build up that speed. What are the metrics on the GPS that you look for then? Does the GPS, like, speaking from a position of complete ignorance here, does the GPS actually tell you, like, your average kilometres per hour, metres per whatever distance after the game, or what's the thing that you're actually gauging your speed on?
Like, we just kind of get shown what our top speed was hit and, like, what distance we cover on the GPS. We don't get kind of shown the ins and outs of all that. So he just, like, kind of sends on what our top speed was and then the distance we covered.
Are you the fastest in the squad?
No, I wouldn't be the fastest, no.
Who is?
I wouldn't. I'd say Robbie O'Flynn, I'd say, has to be the fastest.
He's got serious wheels. It's really interesting, because then obviously you throw all that into the tactical aspect of the game, and there's been so many times, and it's not just a Cork thing, when you look at a team who has that raw speed and they just look completely unstoppable. But particularly at this time of year, I'd say, even if you had all the conditioning work done come February or March, I'd say you just feel like a faster hurler come the summer months, and the ground is harder and you feel like you can actually put your pace to good use.
Yeah, definitely. You definitely appreciate the good weather, right, when you're training through November and December and the likes of that stuff. Like, the pre-season weather is just awful. So having the good days now for championship, I suppose, it just makes it 10 times better. It makes it all worth it, like running in pre-season and stuff. And you definitely do feel faster, because it's been so long running on soft ground and stuff. The minute you kind of get onto the hard ground, like, you just feel that difference straight away.
Kamir, how are you feeling around next week? Just the fact that it's going to be your first Munster Senior Hurling final. Is that pure excitement?
Yeah, there is, to be fair. But I suppose we look forward to the next training session each time. You know, we won't be looking too far ahead. Just looking forward to the next session we have all together and work on it from there then.
Is that the best way for you to operate? Because I'm sure some hurlers are thinking about the Munster final as a way to ensure that they are focused on the training sessions, whereas some hurlers need to just focus on a day-by-day basis and then leave the Munster hurling final look after itself.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, I wouldn't, if I was looking at it so far now, like, I'd nearly be caught up in my own head about the whole thing. But yeah. Just taking each day at a time, each training session at a time, you know, enjoy the build-up for it, I suppose, then, yeah, hopefully the match then will go well. But, yeah, just looking forward to each session every time.
What's going on off the hurling pitch for you at the moment, Barry? You're an MTU, right?
Yeah, MTU now, yeah. Done exams, so off for the summer. Now.
How many more years have you left?
I'm just on first year now, so another three years and then done then.
Okay, and what's the ambition at the end of it all? Is it, did I read somewhere that you were hoping to become a teacher?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah, a teacher at the end of it. Hopefully, anyway, if it all goes to plan. But yeah, who knows, that might change then, you know, next year or 2 years. But yeah, as of now, anyway, I'll be teaching.
Yeah, I presume obviously the exam time is fairly full on and you don't have to worry about what comes after college for another few years, as you've explained there. But it does seem like the perfect environment almost to be in when you are an intercounty hurler, because obviously a fair few intercounty hurlers, a few Cork hurlers and MTU with you as well. You're in this environment where you can kind of treat it like a bit of a professional. Obviously, you have to show up to class and you have to get your assignments done and study for your exams. But there's a proper structure in your life away from hurling. And I'd say that only benefits your own progress as a hurler, right?
Yeah, definitely. I suppose, you know, the holidays and the teaching and stuff. Obviously, I wouldn't know now because I'm not a teacher yet. But you'd see it, sure, when you're younger, like all the intercounty hurlers, a lot of them would have been teachers. Like, and then you kind of find out as the years go on, the holidays and stuff just come into account with that, and it just works well with the hurling.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Very good. Well, listen, Barry, it's been great catching up with you. Just a quick one, as a neutral observer, who's going to win the 20s final next week, this weekend even?
I don't know. It'll be an unreal game. Like, it was the same when we were minor. Clare played Galway in the All-Ireland final, and that was an unreal game, and it's literally just, I suppose, if they both show up in the day, like, it'll be an unreal game. Could be another extra time and penalties again, like, because they're both such good teams. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, teams could line out differently. You know, Galway have missed now for the last two or three games, and Galway got over the line. So I'd say if they have him, they'll have a nice boost going into that match, right?
Yeah.
But it could definitely go either way.
No, we absolutely cannot wait. Okay, Barry, let's move on to the under-20s this year. You were under the guidance of Donlough Cusack. Tell us what that was like.
Yeah, so Donlough, as you've seen on Sunday game, he has serious knowledge about all the whole game, like from keepers up to full forward. Like, he understands kind of a lot of the players, especially in the modern game as well, since he's always with it with the Sunday game. And it's good to kind of helps everyone that bit extra.
Then when we talk about the differences between Donlough and Ben O'Connor, is there a big difference between the two coaches you have this year, Barry?
Yeah, they have their own differences, I suppose, but they're definitely very similar in the way they have the boat. They both have the winning mentality, I suppose. You know, they've won our Irelands together, so you'd imagine, you know, they kind of have the same kind of winning aspects to the game. That sort of mental side. So yeah, they're very similar at the same time.
Okay, very good. When it comes to your own role in that under-20s team, obviously we've seen you play for the senior team as well this year. So by dint of the fact that you've already made that step of progression, you're one of the leaders in that under-20s team. There's no getting away from that. How does that sit with you? Is that something that you found comfortable all season?
Yeah, I suppose I was, you know, happy enough to help out the lads in any way I could, like, but I couldn't have been there, you know, a lot of times because I was kind of cat training with the seniors or we had matches. So, you know, Barry Finn was in with them and he was kind of keeping me in touch with all that. And so Barry was ideal for the lads as well. You know, he's been senior with Sarahs and Premier Senior winning counties with them. So Barry knows if just as much as all the other boys on that team. Like, but yeah, I definitely tried to help him out when I went in there, I suppose, for matches and stuff. But, since it was my third year on the team as well, I suppose I kind of knew that leadership role was going to have to come around eventually because I was vice captain last year. So I kind of, you know, last year it was a bit of a opening for the leadership role for me last year. So it kind of helped out this year, to be fair.
Okay. Did you learn anything that you could impart to your under-20s teammates from your time in the seniors?
Yeah, I suppose in aspects of preparation, I suppose you just need to be that bit on top of everything going into senior, like with your preparation of food, drink, and even before the training, like with activation work and stuff like that, you just need to kind of knuckle down on those a bit extra when you get up there. And if you kind of get those stuff sorted, you can just try your best then when you're up in the pitch and hopefully it all work out.
Barry, thanks very much. And thanks as well to Fulfil, proud sponsors of the Under 20 Hurling Championship. Hashtag Fulfil Your Dreams. You've been listening to Cork hurler Barry Walsh. Barry, all the best next weekend with the hurling final in Munster, and appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Off the ball. GAA.